Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. In a laundromat, Stephanie watches Edith load a coin-operated machine.
So when you grow up and have a family, you'll be coming to the laundromat, too.
Every week?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be dirty.
Oh, it ain't nice to be dirty.
I don't mind.
Would you take this and get me 4 quarters for the machine?
A man enters and puts money in the machine.
Allow me, Mrs. Funker.
Oh, Mr. Clark!
I saw you from the outside and I had to come and say hello, hello.
The bearded man kisses her hand.
Oh, your hand smells nice.
Oh, it's Ajax, the foamy cleanser. Oh, God, it is so nice to see you. Oh, thank you. This is my little grandniece, Stephanie.
Oh, kiss the hand, Fräulein Stephanie.
He kisses her hand.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, your beard feels like a dog.
Come, sit. Let's sit down. Let's sit down.
Mr.
Clement. No.
Oh, yeah, I mean Albert. You look wonderful.
I know. That's because I have wonderful news. I am going to get married.
Married? Yeah. You're going to get married? Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, well, what's her name?
Well,
Where did you meet her?
We met her.
When is it going to be?
We haven't
tell me all about it.
Well, in the first place, it is because she reminds me a lot about you. Maybe that's why I fell in love with her.
He kisses Edith's hand repeatedly.
His liver gives him the spoopsia.
She don't remind you of me. She reminds you of your wife who passed away.
Oh, and she has a name like yours, Judith.
He juts out his tongue, exaggerating the TH.
Albrecht, I'm so happy for you.
You have no idea. She is bright, intelligent. She loves music. She cooks good. And she loves me. What could be better? Oh, I would love for you to meet my Liebchen.
Oh, I'd love to. Why don't you come to our house tonight for homemade cake and coffee, and you can bring Miss Liebchen.
That would be wonderful. Oh, but Liebchen isn't her name. That means loved one.
Oh, ain't that nice.
Oh, maybe we could sit around the piano and sing like we did the last time.
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm calling you.
Forcing a smile, Stephanie looks from one to the other.
Will you answer?
To.
Then she rolls her eyes. That night, Archie watches Edith wolfing down her dinner. Still chewing, she stands and downs her drink, then collects Archie's plate.
Hold it. Put that back here. Give me a break, will you? Let me finish my dinner. Don't you see them 2 beans laying there?
Edith sits, but starts clearing up.
They're going to be here any minute.
Oh, God. My one night off in a week. And I got to spend it with Clemmer, the horny hun.
Archie, please, be nice. He's getting married. He's very proud. He wants to show us his Liebchen.
Let him show it to his girlfriend. I ain't interested in it.
The Liebchen is the girlfriend.
Well, I ain't interested in hers neither. All right, you can take my dish now.
Well, what about the beans?
I don't want them.
Edith adds his plate to her stack.
Thank you.
Look, I don't know why you feel you have to be nice to that guy. He ain't your butcher no more.
Oh, now that he's getting married, I can go back to his store. He don't care about me no more.
Oh, jeez, that's what you think. You don't know nothing about Germans, Edith. You know, the Germans, they never satisfied with what they got. You look it up, it's a well-known historical fact. They gave him an inch of Czechoslovakia, and they took Poland. Which proves the Germans ain't none too smart, me.
Archie, why don't you like company?
I like company, Edith. I just don't want it to come over to visit.
Well, they're coming tonight, so please be nice. Just this once.
Ah, damn, I'd like to wire that doorbell to a wet doormat. The damn Germans. Always on time. They think they could be a little late like the rest of the world.
You get the door, and I'll get the coffee and the cake. And remember, be nice.
Going for Augustine then. Well, if it ain't my old pal, Al Clemmer. How are you there, Al?
Good evening, Mr. Funker.
Shaking hands, Clemmer clicks his heels.
At ease there, Chester. Time no see. In other words, Alf, my Vita Zane, and hey, Alf, yours too. Well, don't stand on the porch, Al. As long as you're here, you might as well come on in, huh? You too.
A woman enters, identical to Edith, right in, except for her blonde hair.
Put your hats and coats on the available hooks over here.
This is my fiancée, Judith Klammerstadt.
How do you do?
Judith shakes his hand.
Klammerstadt.
Got it.
I've heard a lot about you, Mr. Bunker.
Ah, well, you know, friends will talk, but listen, hey, I ain't half as nice as people say I am. Yeah, well, come on in, and just make yourselves at home, you know, sit down anywhere you want. Oh, yeah, except for this here chair there, Mr. What do you call it? Because this chair, it's in a hell of a cross draft here.
Why don't you move it?
You want to look at a hole in the rug?
No.
Yeah. All right, then do what I tell you. Park yourself on the Davenport. It's just as comfortable. Yeah, sit down.
The guests sit on the couch while Archie settles in his chair.
I say, Edith out there. They're here. Edith's inside making coffee, please.
Judith and Clemmer link arms and hold hands.
Well, 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 huh?
Well, well, well.
Judith sighs, bored. Archie searches for something to say, then has a thought. He frowns.
Do you think Martin Bormann is still down in Brazil?
They gape at him.
All I know is he never walked into my butcher shop in Queens.
Edith backs through the kitchen door with a tray.
Here we are.
Here, let me help you.
That's all right there, Al. I mean, she's used to carrying things alone.
Clemmer takes the tray.
Thank you.
My, don't we look nice this evening?
As Clemmer kisses Edith's hand, Archie cocks his brow at Judith, who watches them suspiciously.
Oh, Albrecht.
Edith, this is my fiancée, Judith.
When you hear the last name there, Edith, tell her, Al.
Klammerstadt.
Don't that give you a little chill?
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Oh, Miss...
I got it. Klammerstadt.
Thank you. It is very nice to meet you, too.
Oh. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you'll both be very happy. Oh, look, Archie. Ain't that beautiful? beautiful. It is my engagement ring.
Guess who gave it to her?
Who?
He's getting with it, huh?
Oh, you!
Yeah, whoop-de-doo and that tongue there out. Hey, how many cows did you have to club to death to pay for that?
It's so romantic.
I don't know what it is. There's something about Judith that reminds me of you.
Judith's smile drops. Edith frowns.
Really?
Hey, Al, I can't see nothing but your rump roast.
Clemmer steps aside from blocking Archie.
Albrecht speaks often of you.
Oh. Yes, because you are a special person.
Archie smirks to Judith.
Now, watch this here, because this is where we lose control of himself there, Miss Klammerdipp.
Oh, but then so are you, Liebchen.
Well, Edith, how about Corby, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got it, and cake, too. Are you hungry?
No, I'm just drowsy.
I thought first we were going to sing some songs.
Well, why don't you drink some coffee? You need a lot of cake there. Maybe you'll be too full to sing.
Oh, no, we won't. Oh, would you like to sing along with us, Judith?
No, thank you. I am not a good singer.
Yeah, well, the hell with the coffee, then. Used to just zing, and us two will just zip.
Come on, Albrecht. You pick the song.
They sit at the piano, and Archie sticks out his tongue.
Come along, Mr. Bunker. Come sing with us.
Nah. You're out of my league, Al.
Oh, we're not that good.
That's what I mean, Al. Well, what are you looking for there? A march?
Oh, a love song.
Archie leans to Judith.
Get a load of that, huh? They're looking for a love song there, Miss Klammerschatter.
Klammerschatt.
Well, hey, I'm getting closer, though, huh?
Whoop-de-doo, as you say. Here, this is a good one.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty.
Clemmer puts his arm around Edith.
I love you. It's all that I can say. I love.
Archie crosses his eyes with a sour sneer. Judith watches the singers with growing concern. She gulps, then abruptly stands up and gets her coat.
I love you.
Hey, Al. Hey, Al, Al. I think you just lost half your audience here.
Judith!
Clemmer hurries over.
Is something wrong?
Everything is wrong. I am in the way here. You don't love me. You love her, the wife of the fatso.
I don't love her.
No, he don't love me.
Well, he certainly loves your hands. He's always trying to get them in his mouth.
I don't love her.
Yeah, Herr Bunker is right. You do that.
She angrily kisses her hand.
You don't look at me the way you look at her. You don't sing love songs with me.
You don't have a piano.
And you don't have a Liebchen.
Oh, well, if he ain't got a Liebchen, he ain't gonna make much of a husband.
Judith yanks off her ring.
Here is your ring. The wedding is off.
She throws it aside.
Judith, what are you doing?
Blocked at the front door, Judith strides into the kitchen, followed by Clemmer.
The Battle of the Bulge. Oh, well, it's your fault. You're a sex pot, you know that?
Edith frowns, then considers unsurely. Her lip curls.
Come on.
Clemmer and Judith argue in the bunker's kitchen.
Sei doch vernünftig!
Stell mir einen Wagen, ich fahre nach Hause!
Aber Judith!
Don't aber Judith me, call me a taxi!
Man kann verrückt werden!
Clemmer stomps into the living room, then falters in front of Edith and Archie.
Love a squall.
We found your ring.
Edith gives him the engagement ring.
What am I going to do? She won't even listen to me. Please, please, Edith, maybe you can talk to her.
Oh, no, 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 no. I won't allow that. You stay out of this thing, Edith. In their Garden of Eden, you're the crabgrass.
But somebody has to talk to her.
Clemmer peers over at Archie, who pops his eyes.
Oh, hold it, not me there. Hey, come on, don't look over here. I ain't no dear baby.
Mr. Bunker, when she's in this mood, a human being can talk to her. You talk to her.
Listen now, there's an old saying. Hell hath no fury like a woman's corns. Now, if you want that woman back, and she's, I took a good look at her, and I don't know what you see in her. You'll march out there to the kitchen, and I mean mad, and you give her the old mock schnell, and I mean loud there, and you grab a hold of her, you know? The way you used to take us prisoners, remember? And then the two of you, you get the hell out of here.
Oh, Archie, that ain't no way to do it.
Well, that's my best shot, Edith. You come up with something better.
Well, all right, I'll try.
Now, Edith, if you're going to talk to her, talk through the door, huh? I mean, don't go in there. That woman's liable to come at you like Doberman's pincher.
Yoo-hoo! Julie!
Judith fumes at the kitchen table.
Can I come in?
Edith steps closer.
Are you comfy?
Judith avoids her gaze.
We found your ring.
You can keep it. I am not going to marry a dumb kopf who makes cow eyes at you.
Albrecht don't love me. He loves you. I just remind him of his dead wife who passed away. You know, Albrecht is a very unusual man. He's a sweet and loving person, and he shows that to everybody he likes, not just me, everybody. That's the way he is. And ain't it wonderful that he can do that, show everybody that he likes them? But you're the one he loves, I know that. And I know you love him, too. So if you let him go, you'll be the dumb cough, whatever that is.
Judith studies her uncertainly. Edith gazes back sincerely, then starts out again.
Have a piece of cake. It'll make you feel better.
Edith returns to the living room.
Oh, what happened? What did she say? Did she change her mind?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, she's thinking.
Thinking about what?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Hold it down there, will you? This ain't Stalag Swanson 4, huh? This is a businessman's quiet home in Queens. Nobody ever hollers around here.
Edith squints at Archie, who stares back in warning.
Now, if Edith says she don't know, she don't know. That's the one thing she does know.
Judith returns with measured strides and grimly lifts her chin.
I am sorry.
Well, you should be there, Blue Angel.
And I want to thank Edith. Edith, thank you.
You're welcome.
Liebchen. I am sorry I caused you all this trouble.
No. It was I who caused all this trouble.
No, it was I.
No, it was I.
Oh, no, it was I.
I. It was I.
Hey, hold there. Well, the eyes have it all. Why don't you both kiss and make up and fly to Milwaukee?
Clemmer slides the ring onto Judith's finger, then clasps her hand.
Meine Teure, ich liebe dich.
Mein Teure, ich liebe dich.
They share a long kiss. Archie holds his head.
Ain't that sweet?
It's just like the Jerry's eat it. They can't even wind up a love scene without singing a battle hymn.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Theodore Beichel, Albrecht Klemmer. Giovanna Pucci, Judith. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.